I come in the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Please be seated. This was the first sound that I heard my daughter Alice make. About 6 weeks into the pregnancy, you go and have an ultrasound to make sure that what's in there is a baby. And a few weeks ago, I was privileged to hear what would become my son making that same sound. And they say they check that to make sure that this is a viable pregnancy, to make sure that this fetus will become a child. But to me, hearing that sound was that, oh wow, this is a real moment. I could hear the flesh and the blood beating. I could hear my own flesh in my own blood beating. You can even see it on the little screen there, like up and down, the up and down, the, although it's much faster, it's more like, but you get the point. Today in the Gospel of John, Jesus talks about flesh and blood. And this passage has been confusing folks and maybe grossing folks out for the last 2,000 years. Because he says, if you want to have life, you've got to eat my flesh and drink my blood. The original Greek is even more graphic. It would be translated as, you've got to gnaw on my skin and bones and gulp down my blood if you want to have life within you. If Jesus' first century audience got the AMC channel and were able to watch The Walking Dead, that would be the image that they would get when Jesus talks about this. And throughout the years, folks have tried to spiritualize this text. Well, maybe what Jesus is talking about is the little wafer that we eat every Sunday. That's what the body is. That seems a whole lot more sanitized and easy to digest, no pun intended. Or maybe the blood is really this cup of wine. People have also tried to spiritualize this by saying, well, maybe what Jesus is talking about is this personal relationship, that to eat his flesh and to drink his blood is kind of like taking on his essence and a spiritual friendship. The great thing about Scripture is that it's wide enough for many interpretations. And I think there's something to be said about both of these spiritualized versions. But I don't want us to get away from the messiness, the grittiness of this passage, the fleshiness. Because I think what Jesus is saying is, if you want eternal life, you've got to pay attention to this. You've got to pay attention to this flesh and this blood, no matter how messy it might be. By the time that John was compiling his gospel, there was a group of folks called the Gnostics. And they believed that this stuff that we're made out of was bad. In fact, they believed that there was another God who made the body, and then our souls were just entrapped within these shells. And the point of religion, the point of faith, was to somehow have a spiritual experience that would transcend the body, that would help us avoid the grittiness and the messiness. And you can understand why folks might be attracted to this sort of thought. Because the flesh is messy. Folks living in the first century would have had a particularly clear and distinct understanding of how hard it was to be an embodied person. The average lifespan was about 30 years old. 300 out of 1,000 children died in the first few months after childbirth. If you were sick and tired of the oppressive policies of the empire and you wanted to revolt and stand up and make a change, march on the street, well, the empire had no problem sending out its police in its riot gear to trample down your flesh and your blood and to leave you laying in the streets bleeding out for hours and hours on end. They knew very well that if you got too out of line with the empire, that your flesh and your blood would be lynched on a tree, just like we see here. So these folks knew the pain and the grittiness and the messiness of this. And we still do, we still know the difficulties today as well. In fact, Gnosticism is still very much in vogue. Just turn on your TV, find your closest televangelist, and if he or she starts talking about positive thinking, about how somehow you can transcend your worries if you just think the right things or you have the right knowledge, or if your religion is simply about escaping this life and going to the next in some disembodied spirit, that's what Gnosticism is. Because this flesh is messy. But what Jesus is saying in this passage, at least one of the things, is that our faith is about flesh and it's about blood. It doesn't ignore the pains. It doesn't ignore the messiness or the grittiness or the holiness that comes along with being an embodied person. It doesn't ignore the cross. In fact, our faith says that God, Christ, put his flesh upon the cross so that we might know God more. So that every time we wanted to look at God, we would have to look straight at the body and the blood. And every time we looked at those who suffer, we were looking at Christ. Christ's work on the cross was a reminder that makes us never forget about the hunger that our world has for flesh and blood. But that every time we see that in pain or in suffering, we're looking at Christ. The cross reminds us that if our religion becomes simply about otherworldly bliss and not the flesh and the blood that's walking the street, we are not following the religion of Christ. This cross reminds us that if our religion becomes about buildings and stained glass windows and bowing at the right time, all great things, but not about the flesh and the blood that is sitting in these pews right now next to you, we know that we're not following the religion of Christ. If we get to the point where our faith is simply about personal health and prosperity and not about the flesh and the blood that is sick, that is dying, that is hurting, then we've lost track of what Christ is trying to teach us all throughout the Gospels. If our religion becomes about order and civility and not about the flesh and the blood that is mowed down on West Florissant, the flesh and the blood that is killed in our streets on a daily basis, then we've forgotten the message and the faith and the religion of Christ. If our faith is simply about eating a small meal together, a little piece of bread and some wine, which is a wonderful thing. But if that's all it is, and if we forget about the flesh and the blood, making our food in the fast food industry, making $7.65 an hour, if we forget about that flesh and that blood and focus simply on this meal that we're having here, then we've lost track of the religion, of the faith, of the grittiness that is the flesh and the blood of Christ. I remember a few years ago when my father was dying of cancer. It was the first time I really came close and personal to the weakness of the flesh, of how difficult and how easy it is for that heartbeat to stop. And I remember going into the hospital and seeing him all hooked up to all these different things, the heartbeat right on the monitor. And it was a difficult time. I saw what the flesh can do. But he was in a Roman Catholic hospital, and I looked up And right above the door, there was this image of Christ on the cross, of flesh and of blood. And it reminded me that if I wanted to see Jesus, I had to look at that hospital bed. If I was to leave that place and to turn my back or to avert my eyes, I was looking away from Jesus rather than towards Jesus. If I was to leave that bedside, I was leaving the place that our religion and our faith calls us, because our faith is about the flesh and the blood. Our faith is about this sound. Will you join me? If you want to consume Jesus, this is the sound that you've got to hear. If you want to consume Jesus, don't stop at this table. Get close enough to your neighbor that you can hear and feel the beating of the heart, that you can hear and feel the flowing of blood. The sound is oftentimes ignored by the powers that be. The sound is oftentimes drowned out by all the sounds of our life. Sometimes you've got to turn off the TV to hear it. Sometimes you've got to go outside and talk to your neighbor to hear it. And sometimes it's painful to hear it because we know how soon and how easy that this sound can stop. But this is the sound of our faith. This is the sound of our religion, of Christ, of the flesh, and of the blood. Amen.